What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome to the second episode in our three-part celebration of the late, great Indianapolis trombone master, J.J. Johnson, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. J.J. Johnson was born in Indianapolis on January the 22nd of 1924. J.J.'s career as a professional musician began while he was still a student at Crispus Attucks High School. By the time J.J. hit his mid-20s, he played on some of the most important recordings in jazz history. On this week's show, we'll be focusing on J.J.'s legendary contributions to bebop music. Prior to J.J.'s arrival on the bebop scene, conventional wisdom postulated that the trombone was too slow-moving to keep the pace with bebop's rapid-fire tempos. But J.J.'s masterful technical proficiency on the instrument turned the skeptics into believers. J.J. established a secure position for the trombone in bebop music, while also establishing himself as one of the elite musicians in the genre. Let's kick this week's show off with one of J.J.'s earliest bebop sessions. From 1946, we'll hear J.J. Johnson's beboppers playing Jaybird and Mad Bebop, featuring J.J. on trombone, Bud Powell on piano, Max Roach on drums, and Cecil Payne on alto sax. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks from J.J. Johnson's beboppers. J.J. Johnson contributed to some of the greatest bebop sessions of the 1940s and 50s. Let's listen to an example. Up next, we'll listen to two tracks J.J. cut with Charlie Parker in 1947. First, we'll hear Drifting on a Reed, followed by How Deep is the Ocean, featuring J.J. on trombone, Charlie Parker on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard two tracks featuring the late Naptown trombone master J.J. Johnson, one of the most important musicians to emerge from the Avenue scene. On this week's show, we're celebrating the 97th anniversary of J.J.'s birth. Up next, we'll hear two 1947 tracks featuring J.J. Johnson's Bop Quintet. First, we'll listen to Down Vernon's Alley, followed by Rivette. That was J.J. Johnson's Bop Quintet with Down Vernon's Alley and Rivette. Up next, we'll hear a pair of unique tracks J.J. cut with the unparalleled bebop vocalist, Babs Gonzalez. Babs was one of the few jazz vocalists who worked in the bebop genre. From 1949, we'll hear Capitalizing, followed by Prelude to a Nightmare.
Loop a doobo, poop rainy blop pop. Loop a doobo, poop rainy blop pop. A milly billy sell you, then you look a blue, we be bop. Loop a doobo, poop rainy blop pop. Loop a doobo, poop rainy blop pop. A million billy said you tell you look a blue, we be bop. Lop a dabba hop, bleepy doo be bleep bop. Lop a dabba hop, bleepy doo be boo, loo doo. E boopy did you bop a loo, lop a billy oop, loop, loo doo. E boopy did you bop a loo, lop a billy oop, loop, loo doo. Hoop, loo boo, we do, we dab, lop, bleep. E boopy did you a papa loola, baby, loop, 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 loop,
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. We just heard a pair of tracks from the bebop vocalist Babs Gonzalez, featuring the Naptown legend J.J. Johnson on trombone. Up next, we'll hear one of J.J.'s signature bebop originals. From 1949, this is J.J. Johnson with Teapot. Stay tuned. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from J.J. Johnson after a short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. The trombone master, J.J. Johnson, was one of the greatest musicians to ever emerge from the Avenue scene. And this month, we're celebrating the 97th anniversary of his birth with a three-part series dedicated to his music. On this week's show, we're focusing on J.J.'s important contributions to bebop music. In 1949, J.J. was handpicked by Miles Davis to participate in what would later be known as the birth of Cool Sessions. These historic recording sessions helped to shape the direction of jazz in the post-bebop era. Up next, we'll listen to two tracks from Miles Davis's Birth of Cool Sessions. From 1950, we'll hear Moon Dreams and Deception, featuring an all-star ensemble with J.J. on trombone. We just heard two tracks from Miles Davis's Birth of Cool Sessions featuring Naptown's trombone master, J.J. Johnson. This month, we're celebrating J.J.'s birthday with a three-part series devoted to his music. This week's show focuses on J.J.'s important contributions to bebop music. J.J. established a secure position for the trombone in bebop music, while also establishing himself as one of the elite musicians in the genre, as we'll hear in this next recording. Up next, we'll listen to a rare 1951 live recording of J.J. Johnson performing with the Dizzy Gillespie Septet. We'll hear Burke's Works, featuring J.J. on trombone, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Milt Jackson on vibes, Billy Taylor on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. That was the Naptown Trombone Master, J.J. Johnson, performing live with the Dizzy Gillespie Sextet. We'll close out this week's tribute to J.J. Johnson with three selections from the album The Eminent J.J. Johnson, Volume 1. Recorded in 1953 and released by Blue Note Records in 1955, this session is widely considered to be a jazz masterpiece. We'll be listening to Turnpike, Lover Man, and Sketch, featuring J.J. on trombone, Clifford Brown on trumpet, Jimmy Heath on sax, John Lewis on piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to J.J. Johnson. Tune in next week for an hour of film and television music composed by J.J. Johnson, featuring his collaborations with artists including Isaac Hayes, Bobby Womack, and Marvin Gaye. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is produced and written by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.